management, or advertisers.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, and March the 28th, and all that noise in the background is just computers coming on that we have here, and Bad Bob.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Well, at least they're working. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Bad
Bob.
We know the streaming works now.
Yes, we do. Now we've, we have just, you know, all types of little surprises here
now. Good morning, Chat Pack.
That's it. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can take that out on your phones. You can take it on your iPads. You can take it with you on your little, you know, Blackberries or whatever they're called. And you can stay in touch with us, and you can write to us that way. And you, yes, you can join our chat pack. And speaking of chatty and joining, here she is.
You know, what is it with your segues?
I just, you know, it's not easy coming up with a great one every morning. So, if I can get 95%, we'll take those. You know what I'm really happy about, though?
What?
Before I'm handing it over to you now. I'm really happy about it. It's a Monday. We've got all of our friends listening in. We've got all of people listening in. We're going to talk about a lot of great things today. You know, senior idol. We're going to have the CEO of the Red Cross. I mean, they're getting ready to celebrate a big anniversary here at the Red Cross. And in 4 days from today, Squirrel Wars begin.
Oh, you are. That's right. You're getting everything out, spit and polishing for the little varmints to be on the lookout. Hey, it is kind of the weather's really been, and the word that I want to say is wiggy. The weather's been wiggy, and it makes you feel wiggy. So we're looking forward to, like, actually there was a break today. 38 degrees currently right now. If you're tuning in, we're going to have a mostly sunny day. I think that is what we're feeling here. With a high of 62, and tonight, of course, there will be another slight chance of rain with 46 degrees low. So, we're going to have Tuesday is going to be 61, Tuesday night 51. So our weather. Oh, by the way, we always say the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And not only do we have the Winter Music Series, we are pre-selling tickets for their Thursday night. Not this Thursday night, but for the...
April 14th.
April 14th.
Here in Cool April Nights, yeah.
It's their Shine and Show.
Their Show and Shine.
Show and Shine.
Out there in Summo Vineyards. They're going to have a lot of cars. You want to buy the tickets early because they're having a luau out there. It's going to be only X number of sold. They're going to take so many out
and
there.
And they're actually... Again, what does a luau mean?
Well, they're going to have a Hawaiian pig. They're going to have all types of great food, something you don't ordinarily get. They're cooking the food right now. I mean, they'll be cooking the food that day or the day before, making sure it's just perfect. And then they've got the stars of American Graffiti are going to be out there again. Candy Clark, Paul Amott, and Bo Hopkins. You get a chance to see, meet, and greet them.
We're going to be interviewing all of them.
Music by Double Take. I mean, it's a great, it's going to be a great party. We're going to be out there all
day. So we encourage you to come by the station and buy your tickets for that Thursday. It is really, like Carl said, it's a spectacular event every year. This is the second one. And we went last year, and it was great fun. The weather was beautiful. And it was perfect. On this day in history, in case you want to know, Bob, it's so funny. This really rings a bell. You would know that Radio Caroline debuted as the first pirate radio station to broadcast off the coast of England. It was in 1964. The combination of rock music and lively disc jockey patter played to a great audience in Great Britain, but well out of reach of British authorities. However, it didn't stop them from trying. Now, wasn't there a movie done on this?
Yeah,
as well?
It's called Pirate Radio. And it had Philip, was it Seymour Hoffman or whatever his name is, and had a bunch of pretty good actors in. In fact, it was a pretty good movie.
And speaking of movies, okay, before we take a break, we haven't had a chance really to go off to the movies for some time. So we rented a movie last night, and we watched The Fighter. That was a great, wonderful human, what the human spirit can do. Wonderful movie. Mark Wahlberg, I can't think of the other actors right now because it's early. But
Christian Bale won
Christian Bale Academy Award.
Academy Award.
the guy who played his mom, Academy Award. Just a great, wonderful movie. Did you see the movie, Bob? Because it looks like you want to say something.
No, I've seen the trailers and stuff. I was just thinking that old Marky Mark has come a long way since the Funky Bunch, hasn't he? He's really stepped into being,
certainly,
you know,
has.
From being a little teen idol twit to a fairly serious actor.
I tell you what, Christian Bale.
The major player in Hollywood.
And we have to take a break here, but Christian Bale played a crank guy. I mean, jaw moving, I mean, the whole thing. And then, so I looked him up afterwards, of course. So I have to look up, make sure everybody is. And it's not exactly like the story, but it's very close. The guy, Mickey Ward, had broken his hand and took off some time. And it alluded to that. And he actually had an operation where they took bone out of his pelvis and rebuilt his hand.
Wow.
Meanwhile, his brother, who was put into jail for some serious stuff, was let out, and he's the one that did encourage him to come back and fight, and then he did. He had already won one championship at that time, and people don't really realize it from the movie, but then he comes back, and he beats the Englishman. And then he kind of retired without, he had fought four more times without really defending the crown, and then he had those three fights against Arturo Gatti. He won the first one, and then lost the second one, then lost the third one, but each one of those paid him, you know, well over $1 million. So he is kind of a hero back there in Lowell, Massachusetts. His brother's still there, and I just read his brother got arrested again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We appreciate you all being here. It's Monday morning, and you know what? I think we're going to be seeing some sun this week.
Good morning, Degrees. This is KCNR 1460. Wow, almost lost my breath on that one. Okay, so we're weighing in with you, Chat Packers. What happened with you over the weekend? I mean, how did you deal with it? What did you guys do? How has the weather affected you? Are you getting better? I'm getting emails from people with their back area pictures of their houses. One of which lives on the river, and boy, I'll tell you, it wasn't too long ago. I felt like we were having a barbecue on their back porch, and now they're completely inundated. In case you're just tuning in, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 62 today. Oh, Carl, remember we were looking on what was happening with Channel 7, and it's so cute to say, you know, the thing that we missed the most was Cheetah.
That was what most of the comments were. We're glad they're back, because you know what? Anytime you're off the air like that, I mean, for that many days, I mean, it's just a hammer on your income. Not for the employees per se, because they've got to be there every day because they're going out over cable. But there is a lot, bad Bob, wouldn't you say, that cost them when anybody's off the air for that long.
Yeah, I just want to know who the genius bean counter was who decided it was better for the spreadsheet not to have an engineer on the hill this time of year.
Well, you know, I imagine that was up to them, though. So what else you got there, hon? Well, you know what? This is another anniversary of, you know, this time in history, Three Mile Island.
That's
happened.
Right.
Three Mile Island, and here's Three Mile Island.
1979.
It was happened about the same time as that movie China Syndrome, which put us back. Three Mile Island was the last, I believe, the last nuclear plant that was built. Now, what's going on in Japan has made everybody take another look at the advancement of nuclear power, nuclear plants. And what that means is that they're going to go back and inspect. In fact, one of the plants that was built exactly like the Japanese plant that just had the reactor, you know, meltdown, has got so many more safety parts to it, so many shields, so many different things to enhance the safety projects, programs, and that they said even with a massive flood that could hit it, nothing would cause the damage like they had in Japan. The thing about the Three Mile Island partial meltdown was it was exactly the same under the same circumstances as Chernobyl. And Chernobyl, of course, became a worldwide disaster where Three Mile Island was contained and nobody was killed. And nobody seems to remember that we have never had anybody killed in a nuclear accident in the civilian nuclear power energy. And Obama said it, and I agree with him 100% on this, even more so if he meant it, was that we need to get away from the oil. We need to be able to go on alternative energy that's clean and non-polluting, and that's nukes. You know, the amount of technology and how it stepped forward in the last 30 years is tremendous. France gets something like 85 to 90% of its power from nuclear energy, and even sells some of its energy. So, again, you know, I am a nuclear energy proponent because I think it can be done safely. And would I have one here in Reading? Would I have it on the block next, you know, over from here? Yeah, I would. I don't see a problem with that because I know people that work in the industry, and I know all the safeguards that are built in, and then the safeguards for the safeguards up to a point that's why it costs so much money to build a plant and to maintain it, because not only do you have just one way of doing things, you've got to do it two or three other times and with somebody else watching you every time. Now, that may be redundant and overkill, but if it works, okay.
According to my information, a study in 2002 found that incidences of cancer in the area, as you said earlier, Carl, were not significantly higher than elsewhere, and it's still considered the worst nuclear incident in U.S. history, but it should be remembered that no deaths were attributed to the disaster. Now, if you remember, we always think about where the Three Mile Island Nuclear Generation Station was, and it released a radioactive stream and radiation near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So we keep thinking, where was that?
Yeah.
So.
And it was. And so, you know, it's one of those things that it was a terrible thing that happened in Japan. In fact, they're finding in their water supply and all that. But, okay, now this is something we're going to talk about after we get back from the break. Saturday, I talked to somebody that was involved with the evacuation from Japan, and somebody that is pretty high up in NORCON, Northern Control. And I'm going to talk to you about what he said about this thing, about where he thinks it's going to. Well, as soon as we get back from this break, this is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, 7:20 in the morning, March the 28th, and it is 37 degrees, but it's going to be sunny today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sunshine. Yeah. It's sunshine. It's happiness today. It's Carl Lindebach. Free Fire Radio, 7:23 in the morning, March 28th. We are quickly moving out of March.
We are. I just, you know, we wake up and it's the 28th. Before we go into our next segment, I want to thank Bob and Brenda and Jim and Joanne for joining us at the Turtle Bay Auction. And all the staff at the Turtle Bay Auction, you know, it's their biggest fundraiser of the year. And again. New people, new faces, new items up for bid on not only the live auction but the silent auction. And I'm going to do a shout out to Jeterbilt because these guys, you know, they've advertised with us before, but they put together a huge group of people to do a makeover. That was the last bid of the night. It was like a $14,000 value. And so somebody could have a room makeover. But a shout-out to all the folks at Turtle Bay and a very successful evening.
And, of course, we need to thank personally the Smith & Wright Law Corporation, Doug Wright and Thomas Smith, Jr., because they bought in an auction dinner at our house. And I guarantee you, gents, it'll be a great dinner. You know, most people have survived it without injury. But you made a great contribution to Turtle Bay. Now, what I was talking about before the break, I talked to somebody that's with Northern Command about, and he's involved, and he's a senior officer. He's involved in moving people back from Japan, Americans, either the State Department or the military. It appears they've moved back over 4,000 people. He said, unless there is, and this is what he's picking up, so, I mean, this could change, of course, dramatically. Unless there's like a mushroom-shaped cloud someplace, which he doesn't see, he says it appears that probably in the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, they'll make the announcement they've got it under control. So, and the people will start rotating back into it. He said not that it wasn't a tragedy, but that they seem to have, you know, that the... perhaps the reporting has been a little jaundiced and are looking for the worst.
All right. So about how many, didn't he give you like a number of how many Americans?
Oh, if this thing went bad, I mean, you're talking about, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of Americans that are living in Japan through business, State Department, and all that. I mean, 150, 160, 170,000 maybe they have to get out of the country. This is one of the things that we worked on with the Marine Corps, and you're seeing it right out there in off the coast of Libya and other places. It's called when you go in and you a non-combatant evacuation operation. When you go in and you try and pull people out under, when there's a disaster or say there's civil war, and the problem with it is that the you know, in some countries you can do it pretty easily, but if you go into other countries, like let's just say the Philippines had a horrible emergency, that there's hundreds of thousands of Americans that are over there and families. I mean, there's no way you can get them out, at least not in the first 48 hours or a week or 2 weeks. It'll probably take you 3 or 4 weeks to get out most of them, if you could even do that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Libya before we go to our 7:30 break. It looks like Libya, that they're pounding the targets that the NATO has taken over all air operations. That's cool. And we can start pulling back. We've already pulled out a couple of ships. But still, it still comes down to this, is now the Libya rebels are advancing. So we've made that choice of who we want to win. And somebody has pointed out that you got to give Gaddafi an exit route. He's going to be like any trapped animal and fight it out to the end. But what is exactly our strategy? What is our strategy in Libya? And what exactly do we want from that? And who exactly do we want to take the place of Gaddafi? Who are these rebels? Anyway, Obama, President Obama, is going to talk to us tonight. It's at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. And it's going to be he's going to tell us, he's going to reassure us that all this has served U.S. national interests. At the same time, we're imploding domestically in our economy. And as you see, another big statement today, the big headline today is Social Security does not get a raise, a cost of living raise this year again. That's 2 years. I imagine in the retired military will not get their cost of living. You might want to look around and see, okay, well, who is getting cost of living advances? If it's not your Social Security and your retired military, who does? That's just another subject, but something to think about. Who is getting, a cost of living increased? The elderly aren't. And what they're saying is that what also can happen is even with Medicare costs going up, even next year if they do get an increase, it'll be eaten up by the Medicare. Again, economically. And yet we can spend billions of dollars in Libya. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the president says. I'm not sure how he's going to explain it, except I'm sure he's going to say that U.S. ground forces would not ever be used there. And that should be interesting, like I said. Okay, when we come back, we have some surprises here. We have...
Supposedly, I'm going to go around the room, go out the station, because the winner of the Senior Idol should be here this morning, as well as new auditions coming up. Did you hear that? I know some of you in the chat pack are musically inclined. And if you've never been to the show, it is a fabulous show. And coming up, we're going to hear about what her experiences have been this year, and to encourage those who maybe never have to do so, audition for the show. So, and plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, we have...
CEO of the Red Cross is going to be calling in, because we've got a big day at the Red Cross today, and we're going to talk about it then. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:29 in the morning.
1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, 7:34 in the morning. It is currently 38 degrees. We are looking for a beautiful day today with a high of 46.
That's right. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's Doug Tooley selling Dish Satellite. Give him a call at 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. That goes to a different country. Doug Tooley, a local guy in 1985, since 1985, is a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He does great work. He guarantees it. And if you call the office, you get Heather or Doug. That's 244-1988, B&T Satellite.
You know, it's wonderful to start the Monday off with really something fabulous and powerful and a great story. A few years back, a good, wonderful lady by the name of Lonnie Julius, who's in the station. Hello.
Good morning.
right here. Yeah. Chris. And a gang decided to put together a show called Senior Idol. And I had the great fortune of being able to judge that show, and I think people were totally blown away. It was at the Cascade Theater. So I think we're in year three.
Yes.
And with us today also is last year's winner. Good morning, Victoria Robin.
Good morning.
And you kicked major, hoo-ha, playing an original composition last year and singing. We were just chilled.
Mm.
It's very, very hard to select a winner. Because there's so much good talent.
Absolutely.
But you clearly were so outstanding last year.
Thank you.
And welcome to the program as well.
Thank you.
So what's happening this year? Let's talk about what's happening this year. And then, Victoria, I would like to ask you, as your reign of Senior Idol, the winner of Senior Idol, what has your year been like? And we're coming up to show number four now?
This will be the third show.
Third show. Okay. So, Lonnie, again, tell us about how the thought came about, who's putting it on, and what we're looking towards, and the date.
Okay. The thought came about by Carolee Davis, who's the administrator at the Vistas Assisted Living, and she thought that we should have a competition for seniors to get out there and sing and to do something to support the community. So they made it... like a fundraiser for a different organization, and people would come and audition, and then we decided that Reading had so much talent that we were going to just extend it to the surrounding area. So this is the third year we're doing it. The show is May 27th. We've already begun auditions. We've had 30 people audition already, and we're holding another audition on April 6th because the response has been so great. So we're looking forward to more people 55 and older who can sing to come out and give it their shot. And this year, all of the proceeds go to Compass Care, which is an in-home care company that helps take care of the elderly that can't afford services or assisted living such as we provide.
And I understand that Bad Bob, our producer, is working really hard on an empty jug and a harmonica and a piece of paper.
Oh,
it's something
great.
Brand new that nobody's ever heard before.
Fantastic.
What are your, parameters, but perimeters, what are the guidelines of, can you juggle?
No, you have to be able to sing. It is
okay.
A singing competition, but you can have accompaniment, you could play your own music, you can have a background track, whatever you prefer to spice up the show. You can do duets, you can have a trio, you can be solo artist, whatever gives you the best shot.
Fabulous. And I know that the last couple of years I did attend the auditions, or one of them, and I was just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's a smiling from ear to ear. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Victoria Robin, who won last year out of a cast of I don't know how many, but they were all spectacular artists, and Victoria clearly walked away with the winner of Senior Idol of the Year, and we will be right back, and we'll be talking to Victoria.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott at 7:42 in the morning, March the 28th. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat room, too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. That's right. Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress, local place, local ownership. They have the greatest deals on breakfast. For $3.99, you get a plate of ham and eggs, or a chicken fried steak for $4.99, or a New York steak and eggs. All the trimmings for $5.99. That's Lumberjacks, a locally owned business, locally run. Great food, great service. People are really friendly. That's Lumberjacks. And our guests are Victoria Robin, last year's Senior Idol. And I heard her, so I can talk about how great she is. And then Lonnie Julius, who is the mother of all of this. I guess maybe the midwife of all of this.
How about a hot babe mother? I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, but. I say that in a purely paternal form, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I said that right. Anyway,
okay.
Lonnie, when you were after you won, was there any changes in your life?
And I'm Victoria, but yes.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it was an honor, an absolute honor to be a part of it because, you meet amazing people like you folks. I got to be at the Honey Bee Festival. I'd never heard of it. Isn't that crazy? I know, Palisadro, and I hadn't heard of it. But I got to be there, and I got to be at the Christmas festival. That was tremendous. My church so honored me. They just were so sweet. In fact, probably three rows filled the Cascade from my church, and just a real special group of folks. So
your the song that you played, I just wish we had a setup right now. Mm-hmm. We were in a studio where I could put you on the piano and say, play for us, some of what you performed, which was an original composition, mm-hmm. correct? And mm-hmm. it was a spiritual song.
Yeah.
And you, in your video beforehand, it was really touching because you talked about your life, a little bit about your life, mm-hmm. and then you heard about your life within your composition. And I think that's, not taking anything away from anybody else, but this, all of a sudden there's these wonderful performers that are singing opera and singing mm-hmm. all these great pop songs, wonderful songs, and then you come out and play the piano and share with the Cascade like a personal testimonial, and everybody felt that. So kudos to you for winning.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's been happening with your musical career?
Well, just what I said. I'm doing quite a bit at church, leading worship at church, which I thoroughly love. Then having the opportunity to be in the community, that's been great because I hadn't been before. Getting to judge. I'm one of the judges for the first two rounds of Senior Idol.
How does that feel, being on the other side?
I like it. I like being on the other side. I love seeing all the people. There are so many people that they may not have the most grandiose voice, but they have the greatest spirits, and that's where the song should come from anyway, is from your character, from your spirit, from who you are. And that's why I think we hear a lot of songs, even on the radio, that do show a person's character. And they may have a fantastic voice. But some of these folks, they just are sweet lovers of life. And they.
So when we watch American Idol, let's mm-hmm. say, flashback on American Idol, there's been talk that they are going to look into doing a real Senior Idol for those people who are over 28.
Yeah,
maybe older idol or another name. But so when you watch, we get a chance like with Dancing with the Stars and a lot of these shows that we love to watch as people grow. Here is what we do here with, of course, Senior Idol and Dancing with the Stars. You get one night. Mm-hmm. So all of the process of what people go through beforehand, what you're seeing up on stage is a short clip of what kind of an insight of who this person is, how they audition. And then they do their number.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who maybe not have auditioned yet or have been thinking about auditioning, or for those who maybe have sisters, brothers, moms, dads, uncles, mm-hmm. whatever, and they
absolutely.
Just think, here's your chance. You have such a beautiful voice. We, like Ken Westrick, remember?
Yes.
It was his granddaughter who said, "Dad, get out there." What would be advice to inspire somebody to come and audition and just go through the process?
Mm-hmm. Find a song, first of all, because the song choice is so important. Find a song that has deeply touched you. It is a cappella, so be ready. Stand in the mirror before and sing to yourself and see how you look, because that's a lot of it. Some, nerves really do shut your whole body down sometimes.
Why is everybody looking at me because Dancing with the Stars is coming?
I'd say this is easy.
Putting on my Kevlar helmet.
And
I'm
I will tell you, after being a professional singer and professionally singing since I was 15 years old,
yeah.
I still at times, and you never know when it's going to hit you out of left field, there's like all of a sudden this nervous bolt that comes.
Wave, yes.
There's days that I feel like it's not a big deal, and there's days like, why do I feel like I can't breathe? And it can get a hold of you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to practice, 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 practice.
Yes, but then also understand that this is not an end-all. I mean, just do it to have fun.
Right.
It was such a blast last year.
And a challenge. I mean, it's nice to challenge yourself.
Absolutely.
And it is getting over a hump and a growth. So we really, really appreciate you being a voice this year to encourage people. And Lonnie, for all your hard work there with the Vistas.
Thank you.
And so again, when are the next auditions?
April 6th is the final chance to audition, and so we're hoping to set up auditions prior to that day. So if people want to call or get onto our website, that's the best way to get an application packet and send it in, and then we will schedule your audition between 10 and 4 on April 6th.
All right, let's just tell us where you're located in case somebody's driving around and somebody says, okay, we're just going over the right now. We're going to get an audition package, and we're going to fill it out, and first steps first. Where are you guys?
We are located on East Hartnell. So if you head east, we're on the corner of Heritage Town and Hartnell. So it's 3030 Heritage Town. You're going to go just past the Hen House and right across the street from the church. Everybody knows the Hen House or the church.
Wow. You know, is there I wonder if there's any reason that you put the church
radio across
from the Hen House.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and turn left at Miss Sweeney's old cow.
Now, we're talking about Senior Idol, and we're talking that is going to be May 27th. So they sell out, and all the proceeds are going to be going again to
Compass Care. And it's a home care agency that helps seniors that are staying in their homes because they don't have the resources to get help elsewhere.
And is this a government? Is this a government agency or is this?
It's a nonprofit agency.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I remember the first year, it really touched me so because it was for the that money also went for seniors who couldn't afford their electrical. You know, it's like you found a niche. Mm-hmm. And it just makes everybody push harder, and it's wonderful to think that that's the big heading on that is raising funds for the seniors.
That's right, and with REU raising the rates every year, that just makes it harder, and no cost of living increase this year for people on Social Security. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, if you can do come out and do things like that.
So, Lonnie and Victoria, how many will there be 10 or 12? How many finalists?
There's 12 finalists. We're getting it down to 24 in the process of doing that now. And then there's another audition, a second-level audition, later on in April. And then in May, it'll be 12.
Okay, so you need to come back on, and we'll put all the finalists in here.
Oh,
we'll
be awesome.
Segment with, I know it'll be...
I come too?
Yes. You'll be here, and we'll have each one on and talk about, okay, who are you, just a little
very
bit.
Very good.
It'll be a 15 or 20-minute segment. We'll have them all on talking about what they're doing, because this is such a worthy cause,
yes.
And we know that we need to really support our seniors. We really need to focus and pay attention to our seniors and really pay homage to them. We're going to take a break here. Gals, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Lonnie, Julius, and Victoria Robin from Senior Idol, and... great to hear you. I wish we could have you sing a little bit, but maybe next time
we'll bring
a CD in and we'll play a little bit. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda. Good morning. It is sun shining out there. 7:55 in the morning, March the 28th. We're about finished with the end of March. Getting ready to get up there. And you know what? I'm hoping it still stays overcast and cold for another 2 or 3 days. And then the sun comes out on Friday at about 1 o'clock in Cedarville. And then the squirrels The varmints come out. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, Bo, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about this place besides the fact that Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. They're always there helping the veterans. They're always there helping this community out. Plus, with Espresso Joe's, the best coffee you can get. The people are so friendly. You can get any type of coffee-making equipment down there. And then, of course, the tobacco shop with the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Great cigars on sale all the time on grab bags. They select special cigars, put them in there, and you get really great prices on it. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, I will say that yesterday we went to Costco, and we did the big buy. You know, we have to get the bully bones and stuff like that, you know, whatever. And I was saying, you know what, I really am missing my Tobacco and Brew coffee.
Yeah.
So just imagine that, because it's nice to get the best beans in town, truly.
Right. Hey, let's talk about some things that happened over the weekend here in the last few minutes before we go into the next segment. Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans occurred Saturday, and it went from 10 to 5 at the Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall there. And, you know, I saw an article in the newspaper. It was not on the front page, I don't think. It was must have been someplace else. This was a working, it was probably on somewhere inside. But what had happened is they said it was like 100 people there. Wrong. There was well over 100 people. I'd say closer to 400 or 500 people that probably, you know, segued through there, because it was something that you came in the morning and you left. I know a lot of people had come earlier in the morning. I didn't get there till about 12 or 12:30. We were doing things with our transmitter and other stuff around here. And and there were still 200 people in there. I mean, all the tables had a lot of people there, the music going on. And I can't help but thank the people that put it on. I'm not going to get everybody, but let's just start with Julie Clausen.
Yep.
Julie Clausen.
She is.
And the Sons of Italy were there cooking. You had the Huey Exhibition. Those gents show up at every event like this. All other types of people there. They're raising money for a Vietnam. Mike Wiley is raising money for a Vietnam and his gang, a Vietnam memorial out at IGO. It's beautiful. Where do you see it? It's just a beautiful statue. And it's something that we would, you know, we'll be proud of when it's up there. So they've started that fundraising. Other things that were on the front page, Cesar Chavez March, and, of course, the Stand Up for Peace. And that happened on Sunday, and it had them front page and all this. That was front page. And then the marchers carry the message of the labor champ. And the members of the Northern Hispanic Latino Coalition were in Anderson on Sunday afternoon to honor the late civil rights activists. So that was also going on. And I'm trying to find where the Vietnam thing was. Well, I don't see it here in the front section of the paper. I'm sure it must be in there someplace. Find that interesting. Well, I do. Okay, what else? We talked about the Social Security's not getting a raise, and that if they do get a raise next year, it's going to be eaten up by the cost of Medicare. We're talking about the health care plan is a year old today. Health care plan, the Obama health care plan, a year old today. And we're going to be talking about that later on this week with some of our guests. About what that means, about things that have changed. I've heard things over this weekend that were, my friends, were scary. Wanting doctors to sign something, a 15 or 20-page legal document. Wanting to get it the same day that they're operating and then sign it the same day. Is there something wrong with this? Well, I think there is, but we're going to talk about that later on with the experts. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:59.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
1460, it's Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. 8:05 on March the 28th. Gosh, you know what? What a great day this is going to be there, Linda.
That's right. Today is going to be mostly sunny. How do you like today? Going to be mostly sunny. Come around.
Yeah, sure, it's going to be sunny.
A high of 62 today, and tonight, well, we're going to have a little bit of rain with a low of 46, and we're really excited
rain?
About it being
rain?
Sunny.
Okay, it's sunny today. Okay, Bad Bob, it's not quite
moment.
Sunny yet. Put your shirt back on.
There's light coming in through the door. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
That's right. Well, you know, Rob Burrows is somewhere in the station here, and he always brings in light with him.
And also, I'm going to do a Carl Padumpum segue. Speaking of sunlight, let's go to the phones. It's Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are hilarious.
Well, you know what? If you can't have a good time in what you do, Elizabeth, then don't do it. You know, that kind of thing.
You got to look Monday morning in the face straight on.
I know. And the sun is shining. Hallelujah.
Well, it is, you know, and the thing is, it's supposed to get even better. It's supposed, like Thursday, it's supposed to be in the 70s. And somebody, Cheetah, today said 80s.
I wouldn't care if it was
Cheetah Johnson.
I just needed sun.
Yeah. Well, you know, sun's good, and, you know, it does. You know, you need to get that vitamin D, and when you get days after days after days of bad weather, it just, you know, You need to get out there and get in the sun, kind of lay there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out today.
I knew I couldn't live in Portland. That's definitely been clarified. Anyway, I'm just calling to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We're going to have a representative from the grand jury come in. They came in last year when they were soliciting folks to put their hat in for the grand jury.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty interesting because they've got a really nice presentation that they do. And, you know, we all know that all things start at the local level, and there's nothing more local than the grand jury. So I want to encourage people to come out.
Hey, we're all over that, Elizabeth. You know, we think that that is one of the greatest, you know, that's one of the greatest bastions of democracy is the grand jury. If, you know, and
yeah.
people going in there and taking a look at what's going on in their county and saying, wait a minute, we need to take a look at this. And, you know, and they have nothing that kind of holds them back. I mean, it's just what they can find and what they want to investigate.
And, you know, made up of citizens.
Well, yeah.
That's the wonderful part.
You know, and they're you know, here's the thing is, and I talked to the grand jury people, we had them on also, is that I'd love to get, you know, some 20-year-olds in there.
Yeah.
It's difficult. 20 and 30-year-olds, they have businesses. It's difficult to get them in there because, this, you know, it takes time. But,
yeah, it takes, yeah. they say, 10 to 20 hours a week.
Well, you know, and you get to pay the magnificent sum. I think it's like $15 a day or something.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us when and where again.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road. That's the Bonneville Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Monday night, tonight, every week.
Okay.
And...
Yeah.
Don't forget to tune in to We the People
we
every
the people.
Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on KCNR.
Another
at
great
home.
Show. You know,
media. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. And we had, by the way, we are going to have the Surviving a Catastrophe a week, and it's going to be in April. It's going to be in the third week in April, my friends. I'm already sitting down with the experts. We're going to be talking about go bags. We're going to be talking about safe areas. We're going to be talking about rally points. We're going to be talking about just those things you should have in your house that will enable you to live that first 24 hours or 48 hours. We're going to talk about a little bit longer range planning. And it's all coming. It's all going to be here in like the third week of April because it's taken a while to set it up. We've got not only Red Cross, we got experts on how to survive in a disaster. So
and coming
and, you
up.
Know, and, oh, I'm sorry, and I'll let you guys. And at the Reading Tea Party, we do have an emergency preparedness group that meets every Monday night. So it's good information to have. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
Great
a lot,
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
we're going to take a break.
That's right. Coming up, we do have. A very special person from the Red Cross that is here, and we're going to be talking a lot about what's happening, their celebration, as well as some outbreak meetings that they're having as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Carl and the Body here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:13 in the morning on March the 28th. It's 38 degrees out there, and it's going to be sunny today. And, you know, while we're waiting for our guest from the Red Cross to give us a call, she was en route. She called and said that she would call as soon as she got to work. We have our friend, our idol.
Yeah, okay.
Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
How you doing?
Good morning,
Rob.
Very good. Okay, let's get right down to it because there's an event coming up this weekend that you, the birth of the Boondocker Ball, you were the brains behind the Boondocker Ball. It was such a successful event. And this weekend, here we go again.
Third annual Boondocker Ball.
Give us a picture of where it is, what it looks like.
All right. Well, basically, it's like going back in the 1940s. It's a USO dinner and dance. We're going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band. They're going to be there, 19-piece live orchestra. It's just going to be a fantastic... If you've never been to a live 19-piece orchestra and feel the reverberation of the brass and the strings and just the liveliness of the music and people out dancing, it's just a electrical feeling running through the crowd. And so... You know what? People have been housed up, and then rain and snow.
And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to
be
warm.
People
are
going to be ready.
And you know what? This is a great way to celebrate April 2nd out at the Reading Airport at the Reading Jet Center. support the Veterans Museum.
You know, this is really a, you know...
Support the Veterans Museum.
This is
and
what
have
it's
fun
about.
Doing it.
It's a tax deductible. It's a... Rob started this Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center when he got back from Iraq. And it is just a great place. If you haven't been out there, you need to go out there just to see it because, you know, it's... The things that you have up there, and one of my favorite exhibits, by the way, one of my favorite exhibits is the shot taken by a Japanese pilot of Battleship Row on Pearl Harbor right before the attack started, the first time they flew over. And it's a big wall relief in there.
And it shows everything.
It shows everything. All of the fleet before it was attacked.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there thinking, and I was saying, what a great photo this is. I've seen it before in small, but this is blown up. And just the other things you have there, Rob, it's so much work and love went into this.
Well, when we're expanding, we're going to have an additional 3,000 square feet here just shortly. And so we'll have 6,000 square feet for people to come out and take a look and see. And we've got it just, it is jam-packed. Every inch has a piece of history to tell.
So as you are tuning in, if you're just, you know, getting in the car and clicking on 1460 on your dial, we're talking to Rob Burrows, and we're talking about the Boondocker Ball, which is a spectacular event. If you've been thinking and hemming and hawing, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing this weekend or where my funds are going to be going this month, it's the Boondocker Ball, April 2nd. Where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at either at the museum itself, which is down off of Meadowview Drive, or you can go, if you're in town, go over to Jonesport and pick them up at Jonesport, the gun store there, or you can get them at Tobacco and Brew. Shelly, once again, is helping us out there. She's just great when it comes to working with the veterans, and so it's right there downtown, so people don't have to drive out to the airport or whatever else to get their tickets. It's centrally located, but we just want to remind people, we're not supported by the city, the state, the county, the feds. This is completely a sole volunteer program that is supported by the community and for our local donors, so...
You don't get breaks on anything.
Nothing.
This is that's right. Unlike some other places in town that get breaks on electricity and other stuff.
We struggle for everything we get. But you know what? We make dollars out of nickels, and we're just extremely frugal with the money that we get. But if they come through the door and they see what we have and what we've been able to accomplish, just imagine what it's going to be like when we finally get our grants and things like that.
April 2nd, some people come in costume. It's a 1940s USO show. We've got the straight ahead big band. What's for dinner?
Dinner, we'll have the prime beef there, and we'll also have a really nice chicken filet. And,
wow.
And then all the goodies that go along with it.
Perfect date, or if you're flying solo, great night, because trust me, there's going to be people in uniform that are going to just be the old-fashioned, gracious way of, would you like this dance?
And people don't have to come in uniform. Some people say, hey, I don't have a uniform. If you don't have a uniform, who cares?
Just
come
show up
and enjoy. No, if you don't dance, that's fine. Come and enjoy the music and everything else that's going on, because it's just going to be a beautiful... We're going to have antique aircraft there. We're going to have the antique vehicles that are going to be there. Everything is the 40s and older. And so we'll be doing pictures so people can get their pictures taken with the cars. I mean, it's just a fantastic night. We'll have a live auction. We'll have the raffles and the drawings. And so we're expecting it to just be a great night.
Well,
it will be a great night.
And we do have, we bought a table, and we are encouraging all of you to dig a little deeper and buy a ticket. And if you can't go, then give a ticket to your neighbor, because everybody needs to show up for the Boondocker Ball. That's this weekend.
You can buy a table for how much?
It's $400.
$400 for 8 people. Is that right?
And that comes with all
the
accessories.
That's everything.
Yes.
That's all the accessories.
That's
so
like the best
for $400, you can get a table of 8, bring your friends, give it to your employees, give it to veterans that you know. What a great prize for them. It's just, hey, you know what? You know, just give them to some veteran friends. And again, Tobacco and Brew, you can get your tickets there. Jones Fort, Joe and Shelly do so much. They're right back in there again.
Nick, the phone number, 378-2280 if they want to call the museum and get information or buy the tickets at the museum.
And you know what? We're going to keep reminding
you
about
this. We're
going to keep pushing people. Oh, and Alana Burke Show has got 8 tickets that I believe she's going to be giving away this week.
Awesome.
Or at least 6, because she's going to be there.
Right, right.
So we'll see about that. So her show is from 12 to 1 right here on KCNR Radio.
So you can always call in and get those there. But Rob Burrows, once again, thank you so much, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. You are the complete wall of just you and Christine and a group of people, but mostly your heart and soul since you've come back. We so appreciate you and your energy.
This is about every veteran. Yep. This is past, present, and future. So, I mean, this is about the guys that are serving Afghanistan and Iraq right now and the guys that are flying over Libya. This is about them right now. This is about those that are coming back. And this is about the ones that have served. And so we're not leaving anybody out. This covers all of our veterans. There is no branch. There is no era. This is about our men and women who have served this country. And so that's what we're celebrating, and that's the history that we're remembering.
And that's
our freedoms and liberties.
That's so well
that's
said.
That's the primary goal right there, our freedoms and liberties.
We're going to go on break there. Thanks so much again, Rob Burrows.
Thanks
for everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 in the morning on March the 28th. Join us after these messages. We have the CEO of the Northeastern Division of the California Red Cross on the line and ready to rock. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 8:22 in the morning on March the 28th. It is 38 degrees and sunny, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. 244-1988, that's Dish Satellite, that's Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number, you're not going to get a local guy, you're not going to get anybody that's local. 244-1988, you'll talk to Heather or Doug. He does great work putting in Dish Satellite. He guarantees his work. He's been in the business since 1985, except time spent out when he was with the 82nd Airborne. His new location is 1345 Liberty Street. His phone number, again, 244-1988, B&T Satellite. We have on the phone
Martha Grice, who is the CEO of the Northeastern California chapter of the Red Cross. And, by the way, this is the largest chapter in California. And also with us, Yvonne Preston, who's with the she's a development officer for the northeastern part of California. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Martha, thank you for giving us a call today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us.
Martha, something big's going to happen tomorrow up here in Redding with the Red Cross.
Yes, we're going to have a birthday party.
All right. So how about share with our listeners what we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, March is Red Cross Month. It's the birth month of when Clara Barton got everything started, and Yvonne Preston, I really think she deserves to get to tell you about, it was her idea to celebrate it in the Redding area, which I think was just wonderful. So if you don't mind, let's let her tell you a little bit about what she was thinking and how she put this together.
All right, Yvonne, you're live in the studio. Let's go for it.
I was looking around not too long ago, and on our wall, I had discovered the original charter from when the Red Cross started here in Shasta County, and it was on March 29th, dated 1917. So we will be celebrating our 94th birthday tomorrow in Shasta County, so we're very excited about that. And we thought we'd have a little celebration.
Good. And where will you be celebrating? Is it open to the public? What happens?
It's at United Way. And we're just having a little birthday party, a cake and coffee, and then our local legislators will be there tomorrow to present Martha with a proclamation. And so it'll be a good time, and it's really, I think, deserves to be celebrated. 94 years is a long time to be around town and doing good things, all the good things that Red Cross does, and so we're very excited about that.
Well, we should be, and the fact that Red Cross is the people that you turn to in times of emergency throughout, not just the United States, but throughout the world. And I know that we have to work through the Red Cross if we have emergency notifications for the military. It doesn't do any good for somebody to call. First thing we tell them is call your nearest Red Cross agency or department there and let them get involved with this. It's the only way that we can, in the military, react to things. And Red Cross has always, in every incident that I've ever had anything to do with, has always come through.
That's right. We are the messenger to the soldiers. And we've been that way, and Clara Barton started it for that particular mission and is still going strong today. And we can get that soldier home within 48 hours.
Martha, you know, we've got a few minutes here before break, and we're going to bring you back, of course, after that. But being the executive director of the largest group of Red Cross units in California. It must be quite a challenge.
Oh, yes, Carl, especially depending on what's going on. If you take today with the Japanese earthquake and tsunami and then all of the rains we've had in the northeastern, rains and snow, northeastern California, we've been quite busy. But I don't know. I was driving down the road yesterday, and I thought, how do we do it? We have 10 staff for 13 counties. And really, I think it has so much to do with the dedication of each staff member. They don't ask themselves, what day is it today? They do what they need to do to make sure the community is being served, especially through our volunteers. They work really well. We can't do it without the volunteers. And they see those volunteers as their team members.
Well, did you, with all the weather we've had here in the last 3 weeks, is there approximately, how many people have you all helped?
Well, I was at a meeting. That's a good question. We've served over, I'm located at our headquarters in Yuba City, and I can tell you, just in the Yuba Center area, we've been serving close to 50 people a day who actually have been living in the river bottoms. And these folks had to be pulled from that area because the water's coming in from the Oroville Dam. And then we've had other folks who've had some isolated flooding at their homes. So I'd say there's been at least a good 250 people that we have served.
Just in that area? Here,
yes, just in this area.
And
so we're going to take a good look at this and see, reevaluate what the needs are in our communities due to the rains.
Well, I heard, too, is that, you know, with that there were places being flooded today, you know, in Sharon Creek, and some of the apartments are being flooded. And I don't know if you heard about that, Yvonne.
I haven't heard about it yet, but I would not be surprised at all.
Well, the river's been so high here, and they've been releasing, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of water per second, trying to keep up with it. And I'm just, hopefully this week will give us a little respite from this and let everybody kind of let the waters recede a little bit.
Yes, I hope so, too.
We've just got like a couple minutes left, so maybe just to touch on the work that Red Cross has been doing in Japan.
Well, right now the work they're doing is raising funds. And the latest figure I have is March 20th. There was $35 million that's been raised across our country. And that's without Red Cross going out and asking for funds. That's people sending funds to us. And of that $35 million, $12 million is texting of $10 each.
Wow.
So our people are really responding in a very loving and giving way, as they always do. I was listening to the news this morning, and I'm hearing that people in America, I think it would be higher than that if they weren't, so many people are a little paralyzed by the radiation factor that they're worried about. You know, lots of folks seem to be focused on that. If they weren't so focused on that, I think the money would probably be double.
Well, it's a type of thing that people do. You know, they get old radiation. It's probably not as bad as everybody has made it out to be. And we'll talk about that later. We've got to take a break here, and we've got the news. Please stay with us, Martha. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the future of Red Cross and what you're seeing here up in the North State.
All right.
It's Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Media, it's Carl in the Body, 34 in the morning. Free Fire Media, it's Carl in the Body, 34 in the morning, March the 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. That's right, it's a barbershop. It's not hair styling. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices. If you are a veteran, you get a discount when you go there. You get a discount on great work. Man's Last Stronghold, gents. Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there, get a great haircut, great conversation. Mention our name, nothing happens, but you just mention our name so they know that you're listening.
Button up your overcoat, because it's 39 degrees out. We'll take it, though, because it's beautiful and it's sunny. If you haven't looked outside today, spectacular day with a high of 62, 20% chance of rain this evening with a low of 46. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, I know we have a caller on the line, but before we go to that call, I wanted to remind you we have tickets pre-sale tickets for here at the station, and that is for the Show and Shine out at Anselmo Vineyards, which will be the 13th of April. And the tickets, there's a luau, and it's a special. You can only get in with your ticket, so get them here at KCNR. In the meantime, we have been on a really, like, a very high priority with all the disasters that seem to be going around the world right now, including all the rain that's been happening in Northern California, which our guest on the phone, Martha Weiss, who is the executive director of Northern California, the CEO. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Martha, when we see, everybody sees Red Cross in certain ways, and one of the things that always, you were just talking about, is how they're always helping, and, you know, and people are sending money and all that, but there's a vision, I'm sure, for the Red Cross up here in Northern California. Could you share that with us?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Carl, because we've had a lot of change in a lot of Red Cross chapters across the nation. And the Shasta Area Red Cross in December of 2009 did emerge with the Three Rivers Red Cross, and then we decided to change our name to the Northeastern California Red Cross. We have so many things in common. And one of the reasons we did this merge is because we have so much in common. We can take our teams of volunteers and help each other when we have, you know, more than just a small disaster. We can save donor dollars by having less staff members, less overhead to take care of. And a lot of people, I don't know why, I wish they'd just stop and think about it for a few minutes, but they think if you don't have a big office, you don't have a good service and good presence. Red Cross services are about volunteers. It's not about what we pay for. And the volunteers we have in the Shasta area and in the Three Rivers area, as everyone remembers, it's really strong. We have really good people. And you give the area of Shasta area right now, we've got a gentleman up there. He's a volunteer, and he's leading the group. And you'd think we were paying him, as very serious and dedicated as he is. But anyway, the future for up there is the future for the rest of us. The National Red Cross is really setting plans to help us in using one voice for everything. They're going to make sure we have marketing materials we can use, and they'll pay for the marketing materials. They'll make sure we can go online and get the same message, whether we're in California or Missouri, and send it out to the people. They're going to get the same exact message. And they're also trying to work with the model and make us more of a business model as far as how we get money. When big disasters come, Carl and Linda, like the Japanese earthquake, tsunami, the people of America, they just pour their hearts out to help. And then, when everything calms down, they go back to their everyday business, and they really don't realize that we're still here in their community serving the people in their neighborhood, their families, you know, the people they work with. And then the money stops coming in. So Gail McGovern, the CEO and president of National Red Cross, says we have to change. We have to change because that's how the people see it. We have to help them understand it's different. And the only way we're going to do that is to change the way we present it. So one of the things they're going to do is they're going to make the health and safety piece, which is CPR, first aid, child care, et cetera, and they're going to really market that heavier. One thing they've already done is so many people see our CPR classes as one-year certification. They changed that. Everyone who takes CPR now is two-year certification. That makes us very, very competitive with all the other folks out there who offer CPR. Number two, they're looking at getting back into nurse training. Do you know how wonderful that would be? If I wanted to be a nurse, I think it would be great to say, yes, I got my training through American Red Cross. I mean, Clara Barton was a nurse. And then the model for health and safety business is they right now they're bringing in $200 million a year across the nation. That's the revenue. They've developed a financial plan that at the end of 5 years, they will be bringing in $700 million a year. Now, that's change. And that takes us and puts us in a position where we're not relying on the donor as to whether they can give or not give, whether they're fatigued or not fatigued. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, you have something where you're self-sustaining, where you're not having to go to the people all the time.
Exactly.
Because this recession that we've been in for so long has taken its toll.
Yes.
Where people want to help, but before they gave maybe $100, now they can only give 20. But,
exactly.
You know, they still give, but they just can't give as much. And the more self-sustaining that you are, the better it is. Now, Martha, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about disaster preparedness. And Devon's right here, ready to jump into talking on local. This is Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:44 in the morning on March the 28th.
Good morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjack. Now, if you're looking for lunch, you can do Pick a Pair Lunch, which is available Monday through a Friday, and you can do a soup and salad combo, and we've been there before. It's fabulous. $6.99, really great soups and sandwiches and salads, like, for instance, the Fuji Apple Chicken Salad. Love it. And the Asian Sesame Chicken Salad. So there's lots to pick from, soups, tomato Florentine, and that is Lumberjack's. From 11 to 2, Pick a Pair Lunch.
501 East Cypress, a local business, local owners. Hey, you know, we want to do a shout-out here before we get back to our desk here. It's a shout-out for John. John is one of the people that's always, people think he's part of the establishment here. He calls a lot. He takes a lot of interest in our town. If there's something going on in this town, John is there. He's at the city council meetings. He's at the charter city meetings. He's just he is somebody that cares about what happens here in Reading. And I think he's under the weather. So this is just a shout out to John, and I hope you feel better, John, and I hope that we'll be hearing from you soon. Our guest today is Martha Grease, who is the CEO, I guess you would say, of the northern chapters of the Red Cross right up here. And Martha, good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, now, with the idea that that we had that huge disaster in Japan, what is the Red Cross taking any measures to say, hey, maybe we ought to update our emergency reaction plans?
Well, Red Cross was already looking at their emergency disaster plans, and they were already looking at what does preparedness mean? You know, what do we mean when we tell people we're in the preparedness business? And how does that fit in how we prepare people every day? Because a lot of people have been seeing that under the disaster services side,
uh-huh.
And they'd really like to make it fit under the side where they teach people how to perform CPR and first aid and under babysitting and so forth. So it is really seriously under, I would say, the magnifying glass right now of how they can improve it, and this Japanese disaster will probably just really amplify it more.
Okay. We have a caller, and he wants to ask you a question here about fundraising. Joe, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning. I had a question. A while back, there was a big fire up in Matton, California, and my memory of age goes away, but they couldn't distribute funds because it wasn't earmarked Matton or something, and I didn't know if that had been changed. It kind of had a bad taste in my mouth because if you didn't mark your money just right, it didn't go to where you wanted it to go. Have they changed that?
Okay, so Matton. Well, let me give you a little history on that. Your name's Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Joe, Matton happened before my time. Just want you to know that. But I did have the experience of being involved in it, okay? So this is what I was told happened. There was a big fire and the town collected a lot of money. And they were told, they were promised, by the local Red Cross that the money could be spent on certain needs. And because I wasn't here, I can't quote for you what those needs were. But when it was all said and done, the needs were not met. And then about, I don't know, a year or two went by, and Manton came back, and there was a whole different group of people working at the local Red Cross, and Manton folks said, hey, where are these things you said you were going to buy? So the new people came in and said, let's look at this. National Red Cross got involved, and they said, okay, let's look at what was promised to you, how much was raised. And I know for a fact that National, it was $40,000. National Red Cross came in with $40,000 and said, the things that you asked for and you were promised are not, let me make up something. We'll buy you a fire truck, okay? I'm sorry, we cannot buy a fire truck. We can pay for training on how to work with people from the fire department when there's a fire. So they redetermined what the needs were in Manton, and they still earmarked $40,000, and they spent that $40,000 back into Manton. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, that I didn't know, but, you know, when you hear certain things, it makes you wonder, you know, are you getting what they promised? That's what
well, they did not get what they... I will tell you, they did not get what they were originally promised. But they did get their $40,000 in services back that they originally gave. So all was rehashed out and rediscussed, and the money is being spent because I've been managing how that money's been spent for the last 2 years. They set it up in 3-year increments.
No, Joe, it sounds like, you know, you were right. It wasn't distributed the way that it was first
right,
thought.
Right, just kind of...
Yeah, but they brought...
To make it,
yeah.
If they tell you something, they should honor their agreement.
They should, but I think as what Martha is saying is that they realize there's been a mistake and they've come back and tried. So at least they tried that, even if it didn't work out the first part.
Well, very good. Well, thank you.
Well, hey, Joe, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Yeah, and you
thank
know...
You, right, Joe.
Bye-bye. I also appreciate, you know, when you have the CEO on the phone here on KCNR in the morning, we really appreciate. Here's somebody who's bringing up something that could be a very uncomfortable situation, and Martha, boom, here's the buck stops here. I'm helping doing, you know, I'm managing it. So that's the great information that we like to be able to share with our listeners. We've got to take a break here. Hang on with us to the other side, won't you, Martha? And we're going to come back and talk with Yvonne a little bit, too, about what's happening on the local scene with the Red Cross. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:55 in the morning on March the 28th. It's a great day. We're getting toward the end of March. It's 40 degrees and it's sunshiny out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got tickets for sale for the Boondockers Ball, of course. They have Espresso Joe's, which is great coffee fixed the way you want it at really good prices. They have bulk. They have bulk coffee beans that Linda will go down and buy a bunch of them today because that's the kind she has. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in California for those great cigars. So that's Tobacco and Brew. They do a lot for our community and for our veterans. And our guest is Martha Grease, who is the CEO for the northern part of the Red Cross for California. And we welcome you back, Martha.
Thank you so much, Carl.
And Yvonne, who is here, who is Yvonne Preston, who is the development officer for Northeastern California. Now, y'all are having a celebration tomorrow. Let's talk about that one more time.
Yes, and I've just done so much talking. Do you mind if we let Yvonne talk a little bit? She's worked so hard in your local area, and I'm going to stop for a while.
Okay.
Martha is the best CEO. She's fabulous. Thank you, Martha. We, the Red Cross in Shasta County, is turning 94 tomorrow. Our original charter was presented to the Shasta Red Cross on March 29th, 1917. So we decided to celebrate. We're still here, and going very strong thanks to Martha and her leadership.
Well, I know that Yvonne doesn't look a day. Well, she doesn't look even close to 94. Let me put it that way, Martha. Hey, I understand, too, as you said, came across, is that if Joe calls in and gives us his phone number, you'll be more than happy to give him a call and talk to him personally about
this. Oh, I'd love to talk to him.
So, Joe, either on the chat room or just give us a call, and we won't put your phone number out over the air, of course. But give us a call if you want the CEO of the Northern Division of the Red Cross to give you a call and talk to you personally about what happened up there, Matt. And it was a good question, first of all. And the fact that you answered it was also refreshing. Not our usual, well, that was before my time kind of answer. Yvonne, I know you've done a lot here. We're going, as we've said earlier, we're going to have an emergency preparedness a series of programs the third week in April here on Free Fire Radio, talking about anything from a go bag to an overnight stay to extended stays. But we're also going to invite Yvonne and her group in here with her with their information also to try and also help people get prepared in case there was something. And I'm not talking about earthquakes, or it could be just anything that people are going to need to be prepared for 1 day, 3 days, 6 days.
Thank you, Yvonne, for being with us, as well as Martha. We really appreciate it. Yvonne, is there something that we need to like put on our calendars that's going on with the Red Cross here in the next month?
Well, right now that we're celebrating, Red Cross is celebrating National Red Cross Month all through the month of March. There's not very many days left, but Premier West Bank has been kind enough for throughout the whole month of March to sponsor a blanket drive. Blankets are one of the first things that we give our victims of a house fire, and that's theirs to keep, and we comfort them with their own blanket. And so we're always in need of blankets.
Oh, wonderful.
And so you can go to Premier West and drop off a blanket, a new blanket or a gently loved blanket or a throw, and at all three locations, and they will be accepting those for the Red Cross and donating them back. And
fabulous.
Yes, they are fabulous. Premier West has been a great supporter of the Red Cross.
All right, so find a blanket in your house, something that maybe you've used once or brand new, and you know that you've been saving it for something special. It's great to know where that would be going to.
Thank you,
Yvonne Preston, and
and
Martha as well. Really appreciate you enlightening our listeners this morning on KCNR.
Thanks very much, Martha.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Okay, and you know, when you hopefully we'll get a chance to meet you tomorrow.
Yes, you sure will.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And Yvonne, again, thank you so much, and we want to have you included in, of course, in our Emergency Preparedness Week.
That'd be
with
great.
The Red Cross and other things. I know you have great checklists and people standing by.
Yeah.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds here. So tomorrow we're going to be talking Charter Cities. We're going to be talking a number of things that happen. The rest of the week we're going to be talking banking and why you should be buying gold and silver, something like that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.